Dude, being sad is fucking gay, dude. Being it's sad so is
gay. Well, it's the opposite of gay. Gay means happy.
True.
So sad.
True. Yeah, it's fucking crunk, dude.
That's awesome.
It all works.
Being sad is not crunk.
Dude,
it's
not crunk. What do you think about Rogan getting compromised?
Rogan got compromised?
Joe Rogan. I think he's compromised, dude. Have you listened to the Joe, do you listen to Joe Rogan podcast?
Occasionally, depending on the guest.
I used to listen to it all the time. Like, I started listening to it in 2010. And as of late, like, he, like, you know, he had that show, like, Joe Rogan Questions Everything. It was, like, a show about, like, chemtrails.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bigfoot. I have a theory that it's, he launched that on a cable network, and someone came up to him and was like, bro, like, you have a big platform, knock off this conspiracy shit. And ever since, like, dude, people bring up, like, George Soros, Hillary Clinton. He goes, oh, come on, over every day. He instantly switches the subject. He had shooter, Waylon Jennings' son came on, was just talking about normal stuff, and the whole time he'd be like, yeah, but dude, that's ridiculous, kept talking over him.
He's been compromised.
He did a 180, dude, I'm telling you, I think someone got to his, and dude, Waylon Jennings was like, I just want to have enough money to where, like, he's like, you know, there's that amount of money where, like, I don't know if it's like 50 million where someone comes up to you like, yo, bro, like, what's up, here's what you're going to do now.
Yeah.
He was talking about that, and Rogan was just like this, dude, they have him on camera, he's rubbing his arms like...
I'm just so excited that you're now, this is the first, your real experience with Matt.
Dude, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, Rogan's
Matt is a space cadet.
No, I'm not, dude.
No, you're not.
So you're
not,
on board.
Check all the YouTube comments.
No, you're not.
Like, who the fuck's going on with this
so
guy?
Your whole point is that Rogan's made so much money that now the people that really control shit have came back down and been like, you're feeding the sheep some of the stuff we don't need you to feed.
Yeah, and dude, for sure. How easy would it be? Nothing against the dude. How easy would it be to Me Too that guy? Coming up in the news radio days, dude, it's like you're an aggro, fucking jacked karate bro.
Karate bro.
You don't got you, dude.
It's just a funny thing to say.
Dude,
but
I'm
no,
saying,
I think,
they
I
probably
what
pulled
it is,
up Me Too on him. They probably were like, yo, bro, bam.
I think what it is it does become a thing where...
It's good.
Yeah.
Get to anyone.
Well,
I'm not saying that... Like, dude, if you were dating in the 90s, like... Used to be able to say faggot and stuff. Dating practices are totally different.
You say faggot on dates.
All of us.
On dates, you go.
Good in the 90s.
You want to take a walk? What are you, a faggot? And they're like, what?
It was
a,
are we going to fuck or not? You faggot?
She's like, can you not? In the early 2000s, like, there was just Me Too's flying constantly.
I think what you're seeing, I don't think you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like, that's crazy. But yeah. I think it's always something where it's not as sexy as you want it to be.
Yeah.
It's not like a guy showed up and was like, you need to knock it off.
Yeah,
you've
yeah,
been
yeah.
there. But there's probably been subtle hints of like, maybe. It's like, I always compare it to what you think it's going to be mm-hmm. is Matt Damon in The Bourne Identity.
For sure.
Where he's doing hand flutters and fucking breaking people's necks, slamming them into kitchen sinks. What it really is the FBI agents you see interviewed in documentaries where they're all fat with fucking pocket protectors and they're like, I did 15 years in Syria. I did some real shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're the real FBI agent.
Yeah.
You're the guy that knew all that shit. And it's like, yeah, it's not as sexy as Jason Bourne.
No, not for sure not. But I just
so probably what it is Rogan is, I mean, dude, he's bigger than The Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah.
He's huge. Bigger than The Tonight. You get on the Rogan, you get mm-hmm. on Rogan's podcast. It's legitimately hundreds of millions of people are seeing him.
Yeah.
There probably was someone that was like, all right, well, you know, maybe.
Yeah, or my other theory is that, like, it was just...
But I don't think he's been, like, compromised.
I think it's also could just be, like, Janine Garofalo at the fucking, like, whatever in L.A. being like, you had Alex Jones on again, Joe, and he was like, fuck, I'm all right.
I think it's like, I also think that you don't give the individual a lot of credit in this, because I think we think that, like, mm-hmm. he's consumed... He has fuck you money. He's like, he can go away. He's like... Yeah. You know, he got that money from news radio to do the Joe Rogan and Questions Everything in the podcast and stuff. So I think there is a part of him that's kind of like, maybe I don't want to talk about that anymore. Maybe I've done that. I don't want to talk about that. Maybe I don't want to feed in. Because the way that shit's going now with the online communities and all this sharing and shit is people are coming up with crazy theories that don't even exist. Just because they're so fucking bored. They just keep rolling on.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, dude. I get that because there's wild conspiracies going around. And then I just listened to an audiobook called Bad Blood about Theranos, that company that Silicon Valley, it was a unicorn company. It was valued over like $1 billion. It was based on a faulty blood analyzer that never, ever worked.
Yeah.
And they got like billions of dollars and went on for like 10 years where they kept hitting people with non-disclosure forms, threatening to sue people. Joe Biden came by and was like, this is a good device. They had all kinds of crazy shit going on where they're hiring private investigators and shit. And if that little company can control like what people can say and what, dude, it's like the CIA can definitely do that.
I mean, if you have a smartphone in your pocket and you think you're not being monitored, you're a fucking moron.
For sure.
You're a dumb person because you think that's where the problem is there's this arrogance of privacy that we have where we're like, I'm special. You shouldn't look into my shit, but you're like, they gave you a supercomputer.
Yeah.
You think they're going to give people this and just be like, it's like the same thing with the shooters in Santa Barbara. Like they can't unlock the phone. And it's like, can you though?
Apple did unlock like four other people. That was a highly publicized case. And there was like three other cases where Apple was like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Give their data. Apple gives away data a lot.
Yeah, they all do it. There's a reason when you go on Facebook, like, Norman has that great bit about like shit you Google shows up on the sidebar of fucking, he's like, spicy Latinas, you know, it's but it really is that thing where it's like, I'm not blown away that 49er fitted hats are coming up on Facebook when I just bought one a week ago. It's like, there needs to be some honesty of it, of like, yeah, if you're willing to give away everything online, they're going to take it.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're willing to give it online, they'll take it. Like, my Facebook, I really haven't been active on in probably 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, off my phone. Instagram's the only thing where I'm like, okay, that's little fucking wheel that I have, the hamster wheel that I'm like, all right, this is great. But you see it all, and it's like, they're giving us all enough rope to hang ourselves.
Yeah.
It's just... And then that becomes the question of when you become influential and you have power and you start saying shit that some of these people don't like, well, then that's when they hit you with the NDAs and the suing, where they're like, now you're playing out of line. So there might be shit that Rogan said that's kind of like, hey, don't fucking say that.
I think it's more of a, and again, it's totally just a possibility, because it's weird, because if I like had a, I have my views, and if you listen to like 100 episodes of this, you'd be like, all right, I kind of get a picture of this guy. If I just 180'd out of nowhere and never really explained it, people would be
like, that would be weird. That would be very weird.
That's what's kind of going on. There's a ton of people being like, what the fuck is this? It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird that you just flip real quick.
Flipping on it. And it makes sense, because you don't want to get, the last thing you want to do is get lumped into being a neo-Nazi. That's best case scenario. Yeah. He's just like, I don't want to be lumped into the
fuck. I think that's actually what's happening.
I think that's absolutely
right. Candace Owens, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro.
Dude, like, that's
Milo
true.
Yiannopoulos.
When I'm watching these videos and I'm seeing these levels of uncomfort, that I'm like, when he was talking about like that money of people coming up to you, he was just like, rubbing his, not like, dude, shut the fuck up. He was just like, yeah, that's a, I mean, I don't know, man. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, damn, dude.
But there probably is, man. There's like people, when you see the conglomerations and who owns what.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that Bernie Sanders got so popular, being like the top 1% of the 1%. It's because it really is a thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, as someone that's been around a little bit of that, it is a different energy that you, nor I, nor most people can handle. It's a coldness and a fucking lizard brain thinking of like, I'm going to dominate and get money.
Jesus Christ.
Something that no rapper or fucking drug dealer can ever understand. That white greed, that top of that white greed is fucking Everest. It's fucking thin air.
Jesus
so to get
Christ.
Up there and be like, I'm going to fucking take money and just... like, they have that. We don't have that. We have a thing where you'd be like, you're hurting people.
Yeah.
Like, nah, they don't give a fuck. Yeah. They're like, cool, poison the lake. You think I get my water out that shit stream? Yeah. I live in a fucking mountain base.
I mean, imagine just driving over...
You too.
Imagine just driving over New York in a helicopter. It's like... Just like, I fucking, just looking at people like ants, just like, I,
dude, that's what, dude, I swear to God.
There's people that think like that, for sure.
I swear to God, there was like, you know, without incriminating her, but my ex hung out with people that was like, oh shit, there's not a lot of humanity in you.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
her. My ex was, I liked my ex, but like, there are people like, you would fucking kill to keep your place in where you're, like me, if you're like, hey, I'm going to take all your money away. But all these people are going to be okay. Like, all these people that could die are going to be okay. Yeah. I'll rebuild.
Yeah.
I'll rebuild. Go for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fine. If those people are going to be okay,
yeah.
She'd be like, no, they die. Yeah. And more people die if I can go up. If I can go up another notch. But, like...
Yeah. Some guy, like, so be it.
But there really is, like... It's a strange thing, man, because there are, like... because of the internet, you are now aware of a lot more things.
Yeah.
So you see a lot more things. So sometimes it's like... Yeah, dude, Joe Rogan flipping like that, it might be that he doesn't want to be lumped with a neo-Nazi, or it could be a lot of things. It could be some of that. It could be some of, there was a very wealthy person. It's like, you know, Joe, if you do this, $30 million in an extra year, you don't fucking have a problem. And he's like, all right.
Possible, too.
But who fucking knows?
My thing is, I would definitely do the same. I say all this now from a pedestal. If I had a big podcast, some guy was like, yo, dude, like, even if it was like a damning document, or being like, yo, you're going to lose these 10 sponsors for $20 million, I'd instantly flip my switch and be like, dude, Hillary's the best.
Well, but
never murdered any of her fucking security guards.
But what's interesting, man, it's like, it's what you decide to be. Like, I've thought about this because I'm like, man, people might come after me and try to take billions, might try to take Bonfire, might try to take anything, but everything I've been on, I've tried to have been funny. And I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is, where it's like, if a big sponsor came, it was like, you can't do, don't, you know, like, if Comedy Central came to Jay and I were like, you guys can't talk about this on the Bonfire, we'd have to have a conversation of like, well, I don't really know if that's, we want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can, I'm at a livable level. Like, you can, I can live, you know.
It's like doing a comedy show in the beginning when they're like, you got to be clean.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, I'm up there, I'm like, ah, I'm obsolete, I can't.
I can't do clean. Work. Yeah, my I can't do clean. And, you know, Nate Bargatze is one of my best friends and one of the best comics working, and he's clean. He's a naturally clean guy.
Exactly.
It's just who he is funny. I like to say fuck. And I say it, sometimes I say it too much, and it turns off an audience, and I get that.
Yeah.
But you just kind of got to be like, but I'm trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And now I think that's what the difference is. When I talk about those people that fuck atop a white greed, because they're like, that's what Shane and I were talking about this, like, about Trump or whatever, and I was like, what the left doesn't really want to hear and what they're not listening to is Trump just wants to make money.
Yeah.
He's just like, he doesn't care about all your smaller problems. He's like, I'm fucking helping my boys get money, so I get money. So when I get out, and then like they're fighting the wrong fight.
Mm.
They're like, he doesn't care about children. Probably not. He's fucking making money. Yeah. You know how much money those senators
are? And
neither
do they. And either do they.
What do you mean?
The people that are like, he doesn't care about the children. The Democrats saying that shit. It's like,
I mean, it's a lot of grandstanding.
Yeah,
but I'm saying like it's.
But yes,
but greed is inherent in a lot of American systems. Because it's built on competition. It's built on fucking, you can raise, that's the whole part of the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
You can bust your ass and kill. What they don't talk about that is you have to fucking body some people on the way up.
If you want, yeah.
And it's like, you got to body people in your own life. You got to body people in the fucking business world.
True.
And guess what? When you see someone at the fucking top of their game, they have bodies. And it's like, you don't know what they're willing to do or willing to not do.
Yeah.
You don't know what their limits are. There could be people that are like, man, fuck that. I've had shit, man. I've had opportunities where I'm like, it's a lot of fucking money and I do not feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I had one deal where my agent was like, really? All right. And I was like, I'd kill myself. Like, this would lead to a life of me being like evaluating myself in a way that's very, very unhealthy.
Yeah, that's true.
Very unhealthy. Well, it's weird. Very like,
I've had money before, not like a ton of money, but when I've had like the most money I ever had, I was definitely the greediest I ever was. When I had the most money ever, I just like started just like demanding more and more, and I was like,
people,
because
people,
someone took all my money, and
yo,
then
man, people,
someone took
someone
all
robbed
my
me.
Yeah, then you're like, oh, that fucking suck.
Instant peasant. I was like, all right, oh, okay,
no, legit, someone robbed him.
Someone for real, took all my money
with a gun.
No, that's crazy. All your money.
Yeah,
you didn't have a bag.
And then some that I owed. I was negative money. There was like other people's money that got to. I was just, I had negative.
Oh, bud.
I like went from like the top of my world to like just the depths of like just weird credit to people that was just like.
But see, that's why you got it. You got
it. It was good. I'm happy it happened, man.
But you got to be ready to set yourself up for that. Like,
true.
I've stayed in the same apartment for 12 years and people are like, why? Why don't you move to the city or whatever? You have fucking three jobs. Why don't you move to the city? And it's like, yeah, because I don't know. I don't know when the hit's coming, and I ain't changing my fucking lifestyle.
No.
I'm not going to be changing my lifestyle. I'm like, I live on the Upper West, and I always take a cab to work, and then all of a sudden shit's gone, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta take
back.
Day shifts at fucking Dos Caminos.
Well,
fuck.
That's what happens. You get hooked. The problem is you get hooked on a lifestyle, and then you can't go back, and then it's like,
you.
I'll do any. Dude, I'm telling you, that Theranos book, Bad Blood.
That's going to be unhappy.
I mean, dude, actually, that reminds me weirdly of a, I read this thing on Reddit where this guy was seeking legal advice because someone, he bought like a new Audi, some like really nice car, and someone from his apartment complex would walk by him like, yo, I like your car a lot, man. He was like, thanks, dude. And then the guy started taking pictures in front of his, he would come out and see the guy like leaning on his car, like having people take pictures of him.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey man, could you get the fuck off? Stop pretending my car's yours. Like, stop leaning on it." And this guy apparently would be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna keep doing it." So he found him on social media, and this dude's like, "I'd like to thank everyone. Never thought I'd make it." He had this other guy's car. It was standing in front of it. He's like, "Dude, He's like, "I just want him to stop touching my car, but I don't want to blow shit up on social media." He's like thousands of followers. I think he's one of those like business guys.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yo, your dreams do come true. Just someone else's car." I mean, it's like that level of shit on social media where it's like,
you gotta get that down. You can't have that up.
How do you confront it, dude?
I think you just click subscribe, let them know who's watching, delete. They would have to be deleted. But then that makes me look like a fucking insane person.
I know.
But you got to hit it. Somebody needs to hit them maybe with a little subscribe and be like, "You got some stuff up here you might want
to." Yeah. You might have to send whoever got Joe Rogan, dude. You might have to Joe Rogan shoulder brush him.
You think I need to compromise this dude? Be like, "Yo, you're compromised."
Be like, "Yo, I like what you're doing, but you might want to fucking take him."
You should probably take it down.
Dude, he's down. I mean, I know Soder doesn't think so, but the more I watch Rogan, I'm able now to think, I know what he's about to say. He is, I'm telling you, man, he's going off the deep end.
You think Rogan's compromised?
I don't know if it's, I mean, by himself or whatever. Something happened that freaked him the fuck out.
Did you see Owen Benjamin talking shit to Rogan?
I didn't see what Owen Benjamin say.
I mean, forget. That guy's he's fucked
nuts.
Up.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm watching him. So he had on this guy before about the carnivore diet. And he was like, it was just nothing but like, whoa, oh my God.
Yeah.
He has Michaela Peterson come on. Talk about the same exact thing. How she was like, "I have autoimmune diseases. I started eating this way. I feel so much better now." Dude, he was a fucking asshole the whole time.
Was he?
Just being like, "Yeah, but you don't really know that." And at one point, he like pulled up an iPad and was like, "Actually, a doctor actually wrote me about what you think you have, and here's what he thinks it is." And he starts trying to like fucking Joe Rogan expose her, dude, with spectacles on. It's just
wow.
And he just had some guy on talk about the same thing. Was like, "Whoa, that's awesome. Whoa, you just eat meat. Whoa." Dude, he was a fucking dick.
What do you think's gonna happen? You think JP will fucking sink his ship, dude?
I don't know, dude. I mean, they're coining it all. Like, everyone who goes on a show coins it. So he's probably like, "Don't worry about it, Michaela."
Oh,
dude,
he
was like, I mean, it was like, I was watching. It was uncanny. He's like, "You can't just make like blanket statements like that." Like, she was saying, like, some people are like too depressed or medically fucked up to exercise, and having to diet at first to like kind of help them is easier to do because some people just can't fucking exercise.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit. Bullshit, if you can fucking walk, dude, he fucking spazzed, dude.
People can't exercise, and I fucks with that. I understand.
That's what all she was saying was like, dude, some people get so depressed, Joe, like, you don't understand. He's like, "No, when I get sad, I just fucking hit the..." They're like, "Yeah, but you're not, like, clinically depressed. Yeah. You're just bummed, dude." And it was, like, it was crazy. And then he, like...
To get out of a good bum, to get out of being bummed, dude, you just need a fucking BB girl, dude.
Exactly.
You need a good baby girl to come through. You know what baby girls love?
What?
Naughty boys.
Oh, yeah. I know this.
Yeah.
At least at first.
Naughty bees, dude.
At least at first. And then they come home and they're one day and they're like, "What the fuck? Why did you get... You went to the weed dispensary?" What? Oh, yeah, my bad.
Oddly specific. Fired up, dude.
Whew, I am fired.